This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, Minnesota enters tonight against Miami, 2.5 games back in the wild card as both the Royals and Tigers won their games this afternoon. Their magic numbers dwindled down to just 2. The earliest, though, that those teams can both clinch is tomorrow, Friday. So tonight is a must win if the Twins want to keep their playoff hopes alive. Welcome into the pregame lineup card. I'm Lexi Schweiner. It's a beautiful night here at Target Field again, about 80 degrees and sunny at first pitch, and a pair of rookies facing off in the series finale in rubber match against Miami, David Festa and Bayante Bayozo. David Festa coming off a solid start against Boston on Friday. He gave up one run over 5 innings in the Twins' eventual 4-2 12-inning win, where they ended up using 8 relievers. Overall this season, Festa is 2-6 with a 4.8 ERA. The righty Bayozo is 3-4, a 3.82 ERA across just 12 starts. He got the win his last time out against Atlanta, giving up just 3 runs over 5 and a third innings. Before we chat more about Game 3, let's rewind to last night's match. Simeon Woods Richardson making the start and trouble right away. He only lasted an inning as he gave up a 3-run home run to Jake Berger. Twins were in an early 3-0 hole, kind of reminiscent of Game 1. There was a lot of work for the bullpen to do. We're going to get to that in a second. For the offense, Trevor Larnach had a 2-run single in the third off Edward Cabrera. Byron Buxton tied it up with a leadoff homer in the fourth, the Twins' first home run in 6 games. Twins scored in the seventh on a throwing error by the Marlins. Then Carlos Correa was at the plate with a runner on second.
Here's the pitch, swung on and into the right field corner. Stay fair for Carlos. That's going to find the grass. It's fair. Carlos will knock in Christian Vasquez, hustling to second base. It's a run-scoring double for Carlos Correa and a 5-3 Twins lead.
And the offense continued the momentum as Carlos Santana delivered a bases-clearing double, an 8-3 Twins lead. The offense, though, was not the only strong part for the Twins. I mentioned Simeon only went 1 inning, so 6 relievers combined to pitch 8 shutout frames. That included Louis Varland, Jorge Alcala, Cole Sands, Griffin Jacks, who picked up his 5th win of the season, Jawan Duran, and Justin Topa. That was Topa's first appearance as a Twin, as he was activated off the 60-day IL prior prior to the game. So Twins ended the night with an 8-3 victory, and they go for that series win today. That's a look at our Twins rewind, fast forwarding to today. Let's bring Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden in on this as we're at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. Danny, you know the players all say they're not scoreboard watching, but with both Kansas City and Detroit winning earlier today, do you think that's in the back of the players' mind as they're taking the field today?
It has to be, and I think that they were scoreboard watching a long time ago. This isn't something new. I think all players at some point when you're chasing a team or, for that matter, you're in front by a few games, you might go back to the hotel and everybody watches the highlights and MLB and checks out what the teams are doing, and in particular and some of the highlights of some of the spectacular plays and some of the pitchers that do well. So, yes, they're always in tune with what the other teams are doing around the league, and more so now with just a few games left.
Yeah, and even if they're not, their friends are, right? They're going to get a text, oh, I can't believe that happened, oh, so close. But the fact of the matter is now, you know, you got four to play. You just have to win today to make tomorrow matter, and if you keep winning, you're still in it until the very, very end. Make them beat you. Right? The magic numbers, we talked about combinations of wins and losses. If you keep winning, that puts all the pressure back on
you.
You
know, in the four errors last night we saw from Miami, they kind of tripped themselves up a little bit. But even, you know, like you said, other people, friends, people are dropping off notes and letters and calling me and texting me, asking me about what's wrong with the Minnesota Twins or what's the avenue to get into the playoffs.
I think there's definitely an avenue. Tigers playing great baseball, but sure. KC had that 7-game losing skid, and they're going to face, I believe it's the Braves
this
weekend.
They've got to fly into a hurricane and figure out how to get to Atlanta. There's a lot going on.
We'll see how that goes. But for the Twins, though, focusing back on them, bullpen was great yesterday. Another story of the day was the offense coming up with Knox with runners in scoring position. How would you like to see them continue that today against this rookie?
Well, I'd like to see them just keep have good quality at bats, but I think it'll be a different challenge, Danny, because the guy they're going to face is Valente Bellozo. He's from Mexicali, where you played. You know the style of baseball he grew up playing. This is not a, hey, I'm out here to blow up the radar gun and get scouted. This is pitching, and more pitching. He is going to have every trick in the book.
Yeah, he is. Bellozo, you know, he's a veteran guy, sometimes a little bit older than maybe what the true age is. He's got experience. Those are the guys that pitch not only during the season here, but also in the offseason. They'll go back and pitch and play in their native country. So, you know, it's going to be a little bit tough. Curious to see what the game plan might look like going against him here tonight.
Do you have to be – you want to be always aggressive, but you have to be a little more measured because a guy like him could use your aggressiveness against
you. And those are the good pitchers that can recognize it. But then also there's the teams that are not aggressive. And those are the guys that you might see, okay, strike one, strike two, a little passive in the batter's box, where some of these guys are really excited in there. And you got to be able to figure out who those guys are and to be able to attack that way.
And I like Byron Buxton leading off today. He's been hot, so it's cool to see him in that leadoff spot. Hopefully get something going for the
He'll swing at the first pitch, I promise you.
Yeah, I think he will. Game 101.
Let's do it. Excited to see him reach those triple digits this year, too. Thanks, guys. We've been at the park. Thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Well, Cole Sands, one of the relievers who helped contribute to the win last night, but was kind of seen grimacing as he hit his landing spot on the mound. Post-game, Sand said the backside of the knee was bothering him, starting with his warm-up in the pen. Able to push through it, though, in the outing. Here's an update from Rocco.
Cole is doing okay. He's got some minor, I would say, hamstring tightness behind the knee. It's something that he's going to probably be able to pitch through. We're going to leave him up and active and available right now. He's going to probably get a lot of work in the training room. We'll see how he is for like true availability for tonight, but I think we're going to have him available and ready to go soon.
Yeah, Sands pitched a scoreless six yesterday, striking out the side. He's been a big part of the bullpen this year. His 9 wins are the most among AL relievers, tied for second most among all MLB relievers. We're going to hear more from the manager in our next segment, a look back on a historic baseball coach's career who's closing a chapter in our Play Ball segment, and find out how David Festa has improved the second and third time through the order, which is going to be much needed tonight. Also, this series versus the Marlins is brought to you by Orville Redenbacher's The Crack of the Bat, The Pop of the Kernel. Game day with your Minnesota Twins should always include the great taste of Orville Redenbacher's microwave popcorn and seasonings, available at Cub. Lots more coming up on the pregame lineup card today. Stick around on your home for Twins baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.